Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If you are one of our regular listeners, you've probably heard us mention SC Launch, which is part of the South Carolina Research Authority, a public nonprofit organization funded by our state and corporations. SC Launch's goal is to help provide seed capital and guidance to promising startups here, and the way that normally works is that the startup receives an initial $25,000 grant and access to entrepreneurial resources. Then, if progress looks promising, SC Launch offers to make an actual investment into the company, such as what happened recently with our next guest's company, which received $200,000 to help them further their mobile app business. Matt Hudson is CEO of Build It. He joins us by phone now from his company's headquarters in Indian Land, South Carolina. Matt, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Now, first of all, tell us how all this got started and a little bit more about your company.
Well, it's a long story, but I'll keep it short. I realized that there was a gap in the market for mobile apps for enterprise e-commerce companies. I was senior manager at a company called Belk, probably heard of them, built their mobile app, and just realized that there was a miss. There was no mobile app solution for enterprise retailers to spin up one really quickly. And I really wanted to help people. So we formed Build It. We built out the solution. Now here we are today.
Okay, and so there are companies out there that do this, right? Shopify comes to mind.
Absolutely. So Shopify is, you know, a web-oriented solution, and they do have mobile apps, but they're also really not for large enterprises. So when you think about customers on Shopify, you're talking about companies that do less than $1 million a year. Now, there are exceptions to that, but the kind of e-commerce sites that I'm talking about are ones with stores, you know, large storefronts, 10 million, 100 million, even up to a billion in revenue online. And that's a much different market with a much different set of needs. And also ours is mobile app specific.
Well, it seems kind of crazy to me that these really big companies, like you mentioned Belk, and I see you here on your list, Forever 21 is one of your customers, that that they didn't already have this in-house.
So they do. There are ways for companies to build apps. So many years ago when I was just getting into the startup world, although I've been an entrepreneur my whole life, I started working for a company called Rockfish Interactive. We worked on WalmartStores.com and Sam's Club. So I helped build the Sam's Club iPad app, which at the time was very edgy and now is ubiquitous and obviously, you know, a very good solution. But what I realized working at a lot of these agencies was that years ago, e-commerce was similar to the way it is in app world now. There was no Shopify. There was no, you know, pre-completed solution. And there's no reason to reinvent the wheel. So companies like Shopify sprang up, Salesforce Commerce Cloud, SAP Hybris, Adobe, Magento, et cetera. And so we're doing the same thing, but for mobile apps specifically. So these companies do have mobile apps, but they're spending enormous amounts of money. The engineering is expensive, and it's very complicated. And there's really no reason to reinvent the wheel. E-commerce is e-commerce. It's products, it's prices, it's checkout and search. And, you know, obviously I'm oversimplifying it, but the idea is if we productize it, we give them a mature solution that gives everybody in their customer base a much better, faster, more performant experience. And that's our goal.
And so basically you're finding out that these large companies would rather outsource this mobile app retail software business.
It's not quite outsourcing, but yes, the idea is that they would rather buy a product that has most of the components completed and mature and quality and whatever, and let their team work on it internally.
Well, Matt, walk us through now your experience with SC Launch from that initial grant of $25,000 to the recent investment of $200,000.
We started with a project grant. Once we effectively used that and grew a bit, we amped it up to a equity investment with SC Launch. We pitched their board and they unanimously voted for us. And the $200,000 that the investment is going to go for a lot of things. Number one, we've combined it with an investment from an investment group in Texas. And with that combination, we've been able to do additional marketing. We're going to add some people to the team. And of course, you know, our most important goal is really adding jobs to South Carolina and hopefully adding some tech talent as well.
Well, Matt, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Matt Hudson is CEO of Buildit, and he joined us by phone from his company's headquarters in Indian Land, South Carolina. We'll have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And remember, you can find us wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.